systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is a Wednesday, April 20th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 484 of the Wednesday Night Show, of course, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live. You can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Happy fucking 420, all my pot smokers. Happy Hitler's birthday to all of my SS Gestapo. Brothers,
hey!
Shit, my layman. I fucking love that game. Every time I think of Hitler, I think of that little blue dude in Wolfenstein 3D going, oh, my layman.
Oh god, so yeah, I didn't play that. Sorry, but it sounds
so
great.
Hell yeah. It's the pot smoking holiday. I love the fact that on this holiday, like, everyone just fucking blazes. Like, pot smokers don't need an excuse to smoke, but if you give us one, we will fucking take full and complete advantage of that.
Now, why is 420 the day to do that? I've heard rumors, and I'm not sure if any of them
are true. I will look that up just because it's 420, but what I was always told is that 420 was the police code for we have an African-American gentleman trying to have sex with my daughter, and that was the 420, and they...
Okay, yeah, that doesn't seem like a reason to start a smoking holiday. The reason I was told, and this was told to me by a...
Okay, you tell me what you were told, and I'll tell you what Wiki says.
All right, well, a friend of mine's father was a 60s, 70s, like, flower child, fucking all that, you know, hippie shit. And now, I don't know if this is true, so don't be like, ah, it's not true, blah, blah, blah. He basically told me that sometime back in, like, at the late 60s, early 70s, all these hippies...
1971?
Something like that.
In San Rafael, California,
now, let me just say what I thought, what he told me, and let me see if this is right. But a bunch of people got together, I guess, to try and quit smoking pot or just... party smoking pot, but they all got together to try and basically smoke everything they could to try and quit.
Like, oh, I see. Like, hey, I'm gonna do the rest of these
smoke
pills
myself
so
retarded.
That I can stop.
No, what? Smoke yourself to the point where you don't want to smoke anymore.
That works with cigarettes and little kids.
Well, obviously, because it's still around. So,
right.
But that's what I heard. I heard it was a huge fucking thing. You know, a bunch of people got together. So what does yours say? At least my time frame was right.
Is it still around? Because I haven't seen pot in forever.
At least my time frame was about right.
I've been saving this. This may be the last joint of cannabis in the whole world.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because of such strict and amazing drug policy for the last 80 years, they finally managed to just completely eradicate this plant. And this right here, this is it. This is the last dube.
Okay.
And probably what's in there. But then that's it. After that.
Whatever's growing in everyone's backyard.
Right. But then after that, I'm pretty sure. Shit.
And the clones they took from it.
Right, of course. But then once those are done, that's it.
So tell me, what really happened? At least my time frame was about right. So that's kind of cool.
I'm going to give you... no, this is not the Hot Box, but you could watch this at hotboxpodcast.com/live if that makes you feel better.
This is 420, so yeah, I mean, we got to talk about weed-related stuff.
Right.
But go ahead, I want to know.
God forbid we talk about your birthday.
Well, it does kind of suck that my birthday is right next to 420 because I don't smoke pot.
Should have been a pothead.
And everyone, I mean, it was cool back in high school. I had I had a friend that was born on 4/18. I was 4/19. His dad was 4/20. Wow. Another friend of mine was 4/21.
You know,
I had a 27-foot round fucking pool. We would have a huge pool party, a barbecue.
Pool party.
And, dude, I think my mom has a picture of me sitting in an inner tube floating in my pool with a bong in one hand and a beer in the other, just chilling. Huh. With a bag of weed on my gut, and I'm just kind of out. Like, seriously, yeah, would have
so
huge parties.
420 or 420 the time or 420 the date.
Right.
Pronounced 420.
Okay.
refers to consumption of cannabis and, by extension, a way to identify oneself with cannabis subculture. The notable day for these is April 20th, not to be confused with J-Day, an international protest held on the first Saturday of May. Is that
okay.
Jew Day?
I have no idea.
So, the origins of the term. This term was allegedly coined by a group of teenagers in San Rafael, California in 1971, calling themselves the Waldos because, quote, their chosen hangout spot was a wall outside the school. The group first used the term in connection to a fall 1971 plan to search for an abandoned cannabis crop that they had learned about. The Waldos designated the Louis Pasteur statue on the grounds of San Rafael High School as their meeting place and 4:20 p.m. as their meeting time. The Waldos referred to this plan with the phrase, 4:20, Louis. Multiple failed attempts to find the crop eventually shortened their phrase to simply 4:20, which ultimately evolved into a code word the teens used to mean pot smoking in general. High Times creative director Stephen Hager was the first person to track down the Waldos and publish their account of the origins of the term. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up? Caller, that's you. What's up?
Did you answer it?
Well,
yeah, it's auto answer. Hey, what's going on, man? Who's this?
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. You're live on the show. How's it going? Okay.
Someone's celebrating 420 a little too hard.
Awesome. So, Stephen Hager, he's High Times creative director. He was the first person to track down the Waldos and publish their account of the origins of the term. He wrote, quote, "Are you stoner smart or stoner stupid?" October 1998, in which he called for 4:20 p.m. to be the socially accepted hour of the day to consume cannabis. "I believe 4:20 is a ritualization of cannabis use that holds deep meaning for our subculture," he wrote. "It also points us in a direction for the responsible use of a cannabis."
That's kind of
cool.
I'm
about to
get
responsibly with this use.
At least I kind of, from what the hippie dude told me, he was,
close.
I guess he was a part of that, and it was in that area. And I guess that's what 420 meant to him. But it seemed like he said he made it sound like a national thing where, all these people decided on 4:20 to do that.
Do we have any international listeners live right now? Do people in... I mean, I'm sure Amsterdam goes off, but I don't know. Maybe not, though, because it's not a big deal over there except with the tourists. So
yeah.
Maybe Amsterdam pops off in the tourism.
I bet you
their
tourist
else.
Season right now is booming.
April 19th through
April
21st.
It would be so cool. Let's go to Amsterdam on 4:20. Of course. But I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's really cool to fucking
know. Oh, here we go. Canadian
observance
annually on April 20th. So there's a bunch of different observances, I guess. It's because of the whole evolution of this number into a counterculture holiday. People gather and celebrate, consume cannabis. But what I was going to start this off initially saying is that what holiday do you have where, people go out and, get messed up and nobody fucking dies? 4:20, everyone's puffing and no one, gets killed. If you had whatever 5 o'clock was or whatever and everyone went out and got drunk... there would be wrecks, there would be fights, there would
it's
be
beer
rage.
30.
Exactly. It would be a mess. But we can do this, and it's all good, and don't even trip.
It's pretty cool, though. I don't know. I remember back where I'm from in Sarasota, we had a radio station called 98 Rock, and it's still there. But every day, I don't know if they still do this or not, But every day at 4:20, every day of the week, they would play one pothead song. So, like, you know, The Devil Went Down to Jamaica. I was stoned and I missed it.
Because I got high.
All those stupid songs, right? And I had, like, a collection of all these stupid old stoner songs. And some of them I haven't heard since then. But on 4:20, the day, they took every song that they played throughout that year on 4:20 and made a huge playlist and just played nonstop pot songs. And the guy, it was so funny. His name was Johnny Richter. And his recording would always say, it's 4:20 on 98 Rock. And you can hear him smoke, like, fucking pulling the bong. And, like, as he says it, he goes, Rock. And he's letting out his smoke and shit. It was cool. I think I've got, like, old tapes, you know, recorded with it.
Every year in Frisco, Tallahassee, Florida, University of California, Santa Cruz, University of Colorado, Boulder, they have huge celebrations. The one in Frisco, it's, of course, all over Hippie Hill, Golden Gate Park, near the famous Haight-Ashbury District. Tallahassee, they do it. They say Tallahassee, Florida, is the number two most pot-smoking city in the U.S. Is that really? Because I know Florida, like, as a state, down with fucking pot, though.
No, but it's the most prime place to do it.
That's
though.
So weird, because when I was there, the pot was so not prime. It was fucking
disgusting.
Well,
it depends on where you're, like, if you're getting it from, like, fucking straight up southern
Winter Park,
homegrown.
Son. Winter Park?
If you're getting it from straight up, you know, people that were born and raised there that are doing this,
right,
then yeah, it's good. But you're also so
I was
close
by the
to,
university
you know,
and all that shit.
You're so
was
close to the Mexico and fucking Cuba and all that. Like, you're usually getting Mexican dirt brickweed.
Disgusting.
But could gross what we called Mayaca gold, and this shit was beautiful. You grew it out in the Mayaca swamplands. And that soil is so rich in nutrients that could literally grow pot plants the size of trees.
That's awesome.
I'm not kidding you. Huge.
And then ride them into battle.
Ones you couldn't fit your hands around the stalks on. Like, I am not kidding.
That's a good point. Justin Fenn says Mexican dirt is good for baked goods. Because it doesn't matter what
and harsh
it tastes like.
Fuck on you. I literally have a friend of mine's dad.
You're
used
not smoking
to,
it, though. That's the whole point.
Well,
you're
a friend of mine's dad used to get that Mexican brickweed because he got it for a deal and he liked it, I guess. Blech. And when I ran out of weed, I would go and get it from them. I literally remember having him hand me a bag that you could tell he just ripped the corner off and gave me the corner because it was still in the block shape, like still shaped like a corner of a block. It's so dry and just, I don't know. Mayaca gold is beautiful.
And then we have some Canadian observance, of course, because everyone in fucking Canada is a pothead, which is awesome, because Canada, nice mellow place.
Oh, I'm about to smoke some pot.
Oh, I'm about to smoke
I'm about to smoke some pot,
eh?
I'm about to put the bed
up. Our Canadian listeners hate us, I
yeah,
bet.
Yeah, no, I can't
our
do a Canadian
Canadian listeners and our Australian listeners, not fans of the show.
You're going to go smoke some pot, eh? That was pretty.
So that's pretty interesting. Also, I would like to give a big, giant, brown, black, sticky, disgusting happy birthday to the BP oil disaster.
It happened
420.
Today?
It happened 4:20.
Oh, yeah,
Last year. Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a whole year. What do you think is the outcome, if you will?
It's still shit. Let me just put it that way. It's still shit.
We haven't cleaned it up?
Yeah, no.
Everything hasn't gone back to normal?
We haven't cleaned up half of the other oil spills that happened before that they didn't fucking put in the news.
I'm not sitting here staring at this big, sad tortoise just like piss that is his home is gross and
you killed 200
viscous.
Of my offspring.
Oh, man. The cleanup goes on, and still, southern Louisiana sinks steadily into the sea. Even in the worst days of the BP spill, coastal advocates were looking past the immediate emergency to what the president's oil spill commission called, quote, the central question from the recovery of the spill.
You know,
how much is oil going to cost? No.
You know,
the question is, can or should such a major pollution event steer political energy, human resources, and funding into solutions for a continuing systemic tragedy? What do you think? Is it sad that it takes a disaster of such biblical proportion? I mean, that wasn't biblical, but it was pretty big.
It had some magnitude.
It had some magnitude on it. Like, is it sad that it takes something like that to drive the initiative to even think about starting a...
Yeah, it's a little sad.
That's...
You know, I was going to say, I don't think I'd ever want to live in the panhandle. Just think about it for a second. Every time something happens down there, it happens in the panhandle.
Yeah.
Dude, I lived.
Is it cursed? Is it a burial ground? Well,
I lived in the middle of a fucking peninsula. Okay? And
That's big phallic extrusion.
I never got hit with a hurricane. I never got my part of my house torn down from a fucking tornado. Never got flooded. You know, nothing like that.
I'm sorry.
You know, every time there was a hurricane, it would fucking bounce off of our pressure systems and shoot up to the fucking panhandle. You know, Hurricane Katrina, boom, panhandle. Hurricane Andrew, panhandle.
I like what Bad Manner says. It basically translates to basically, we'll make it better as long as the corrupt politicians get their cut. And we'll fix it in our good old time. That's exactly what it fucking... That's so... Awesome. Hey, high five, US. Good job.
It's just funny that I don't know.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah. Look at this picture of this guy. He's laughing. Mm-hmm. Oh no, he's not. He's crying.
Oh, right.
The tragedy is the ill and declining health of the Gulf Mexico, including the enormous dead zone off of the mouth of the Mississippi and the alarmingly rapid disappearance of Louisiana's coastal wetlands, roughly 2,000 square miles smaller than they were 80 years ago. You managed to somehow misplace or bury under a bunch of disgusting oil 2,000 square miles of Louisiana coastal wetland. Oops. Hey, where'd that go? Oops. Hey, it's fine. We'll just take it. We'll just cut into Mexico's slice a little more. No big deal. We'll expand 100 square miles north. Canada won't mind. And we'll go 100,000 square miles south. Right into Mexico.
Yeah, because they won't mind.
Which means now we can start making money off of the back alley abortions and plastic surgeries there. Ching!
Ugh.
Eclipsed by the spill's uncertain environmental impact is the other fallout, the vast sums in penalties and fines BP will have to pay to the federal government. In addition to criminal fines and restitution, BP is facing civil liabilities that fall roughly into two categories: Clean Water Act penalties and claims from the Natural Resource Damage Assessment process, whereby state and federal agencies tally the damage caused by the spill, and then they put a fucking price tag on it. This could add up to billions, perhaps tens of billions of dollars.
You think?
What's the going rate for just completely destroying some property? Like, above and beyond me just driving a car into your house. Like, I'm talking your whole fucking acreage plot gone.
I would kill you. That's just death. I don't know.
Justin Fed says, why can't a simple our bad cut it anymore? Sorry, guys.
Because took away, like, it's billions of shit.
It's because when you apologize, you're not sincere.
Are you going to give those fucking shrimp boat companies all their money that they should have made throughout that year instead of saying, oh, sorry, you're just going to have to find a new job?
Between that and Hurricane Katrina, like, these people just
I told you, the panhandle, dude. Don't fucking go there.
They
can't move.
Move.
Yeah, dude.
Did your house move? Because it's a good idea for you to move also.
Ugh.
BP is not the only company involved with the Deepwater Horizon accident that could be on the hook for these damages. In a sign of the bitter legal fight brewing among defendants, BP on Wednesday sued Cameron International, the maker of the blowout preventer that failed to shut off the gushing well a year ago, arguing that it should share in the damages. But if they're fucking... Why don't we just... We'll sue Microsoft because it was fucking Windows that got exploited like a Mexican whore... and made the alarm thing go off all the time, so they took that off, and then the fucking blow-off valve or whatever. Just not... not good.
Well... And so, since it's 420, on your route today, did you run into, like, anybody that's like, hey, you want to toke up with me and blah, blah, blah?
No, because I was pitching in and doing somebody else's thing, so...
But, like, did you have anybody call you or, like, friends or anything? Like, hey, what are you doing for 420?
I got a bunch of text messages that were, like, happy 420, and,
So one person texted me that, and I'm like, you fucking moron, just go to hell.
Who was
it? I don't know. I'm not even going to say, but, yeah, it's... I'm like, why would you even... Really? And they didn't even text me happy birthday on my birthday either, so I was like, you know, you're going to... Skip the birthday and say happy 420 when I don't smoke pot to begin with.
Oh, that is funny, huh?
No.
What an asshole.
It's not.
Wow. He may even be more of an asshole than your boyfriend.
I guess.
Nicole says, Danny, I missed your birthday. Me too, Nicole. Don't feel bad.
So everybody missed my birthday. It's cool.
Not everybody. The casino runner. Come on. Do you want to talk about that, and I can outline what you did wrong, and then we can reassess and figure out what to do better next time?
Or if you can word your if you can word it nicely, and try not to piss me off.
I'm kind of
over it. It's not that big of a deal.
We'll revisit on the Friday episode.
I'm fucking 25. Big deal. Okay. Like you said, nobody cares about your birthday but you.
Pretty much.
Who gives a fuck?
You and your mom.
My mom doesn't even care about my... Are you kidding me?
Well, then, who's the bigger asshole,
me or your
mom?
That was so depressing. She's like, it's just another day, Dana.
Well, what were you saying to her? It sounds like there was a whole probably 5 to 10 minute run-up to that where she was finally
like... I just told her,
like,
I was like, you
Dana,
know...
Dana, shut up, it's just another day.
No, she wasn't like that. She's like, you just gotta look at it like it's just another day, you know? No big deal. But I'm like, thanks a bunch, you know? I'm like, I was just, you know, saying
More times than not, I have to work on my birthday. I don't take it off. Some people do. I don't take it off.
Well, I don't normally take it off anyway. It just happened to land on my days off.
Right, but it wasn't my day off, so it's not like we could have, you know.
No, but and then afterwards, you took the Hot Box podcast off, and I waited until you got off work.
Because I thought you wanted to actually do something, not go and sit in a casino. Well,
I did
want to
go and do something, but... What else was there to do? I wanted to go do that because they offer you free cash on your birthday, and
you
then fucking go do whatever else. I mean, I did shit beforehand.
How much of that free cash do you have right now?
Does it matter? I went out and had fun.
I'm just saying. See, that's where we differ. My idea of fun is not sitting there.
I went out and did other shit other than gamble.
Deal again.
Shut up. You're talking over me.
No, I'm just saying that's not not my idea of fun. I know it's not my birthday.
Well, yeah, maybe I should think about what you want to do on my birthday. I'm totally sorry.
Do you want to talk about my birthday?
All I wanted to do was just go out and play some pool. I have a little bit of fun. And where I wanted to play pool was pretty much the main casino I wanted to fucking do my birthday money shit at. And so, whatever. And I thought maybe you could put your fucking petty hate for gambling aside to go along with me.
Gambling destroyed my family. I will never put my hate aside for that.
Well, blowjobs ruined my family. I will never put my hate aside.
Bullshit. Blowjobs bring your family together.
Yeah, I just, whatever. I thought wrong. Sorry.
But is that fair at all? That... When it was my birthday and the one thing I wanted I didn't get, you clearly made a point of whatever, just because it's your birthday, I'm not going to fucking blah, blah. And so I told you, I think I clearly remember at that time saying, okay, well, when it's your birthday, just remember that. And you're like, I don't even give a fuck about my birthday.
Well, you know, it would have been, shut up, it would have been different if you hadn't taken the Hot Box off. It made me think, oh, he's going to go with me wherever I go.
Well, I took that off not under the impression of, goody, I'm going to cancel the Hot Box so that I can sit in a fucking casino and watch you lose this free money.
Yeah, it just really sucked.
I know.
You know,
I'm sorry for that.
Because you couldn't put your childish, petty bullshit aside. I mean,
I was thinking to
suck on my fucking cock.
I rather would have than went to the casino, honestly.
Like, I don't understand why you had to, whatever. You're just going to argue with me and say, why couldn't you just fucking do that with
a
blowjob?
Well, I'm just saying, like, is that fair?
Dude, that's completely different.
Okay.
And I wanted, I even wore fucking sexy-ass lingerie under my fucking clothes just so when we got done, we could come home and fool around and have fun.
Well, I'm sorry. The casino doesn't exactly get me in the mood, if you know what I mean.
Well.
Okay.
You know what? Just, you were pretty, you're an asshole. I'm just going to put it that way. You were a fucking asshole.
I'm just trying to bring the show back to its roots.
Yeah, well. You're also
happy
a prick
birthday,
on
honey.
The show. That was not cool.
I love
so,
you. Happy
just
birthday.
Saying, yeah, thanks. Thanks a bunch. Maybe next year you'll get it right.
Well, I don't know. Will I? We'll see, because next it's my birthday. So we'll see how that goes, okay? We'll
listen.
See.
Okay, for the last...
Hold on, let me get my listening cap.
Shut up.
Hold on.
Yeah, shut your fucking mouth and listen. Like, open your ears and shut that fucking trap on your face.
I can't find it. Do you know where my listening cap is?
In your asshole. Fucking dig it out.
Hold on.
Anyway, no, okay, the last... Okay, this is my third birthday I've had with you, right?
Sure.
My first birthday I had with you, we went to New York.
Oh, you poor baby.
And stop doing that. It's not like I didn't want to do that or whatever. That was great. I got to do some cool shit. But when my birthday came around, we were flat broke and we couldn't do anything. I got a Hostess cupcake and a fucking Slurpee.
And you saw Richard Cheese and you saw this podcast thing and you saw all these people. And that wasn't enough?
Yes, that was cool and everything. But on my birthday,
okay,
we couldn't do anything. And that was
the
just
whole
a little depressing.
Week was your birthday, dude. Fucking Christ.
That,
should we have waited and just focused everything on that one day?
Well, no, I'm just saying that wasn't something I would have chosen to do by myself. Like, that was something, when I met you, you were planning on going to that. That's not, I want to go to New York for my birthday.
You didn't have to go.
I'm not saying... It wasn't cool. I'm just saying that
it's kind
of
what it sounds like you're saying
that I would have chosen to do. No, it was great. Whatever. I'm just saying that it's not something I would have chosen to do. Now, fuck, get over that. Fucking next
is
year.
Is it because there's no casinos in New York? Is that why? Would that have made?
I'm gonna fucking kill myself like on air right now if you don't
shut
up.
I am so down. I will hold your hand all the way to hell.
So the next birthday I fucking had when I turned 24. What did we go and do? Last April.
Oh, we went to Bob's house and hung out with a couple of listeners, friends, and partied and went to the 420 show, which I got invited back to this year, but we couldn't go because I had a stupid doctor's appointment. Thanks.
So we went to a weed fest.
It wasn't a weed fest. It was a rave.
It was called Spokannabis.
Was it?
Yes. Huh. Thanks.
I didn't see that.
And yeah, we had a little bit of fun, whatever. It was really cool.
Did we?
But dude, I was in a fucking giant paintball warehouse with little separate rooms playing different fucking music in each one and everyone smoking pot. Walking through a giant cloud of pot.
When you say that, there's like 100 people listening. They're like, man, that sounds pretty fucking awesome. I wish I could have been there.
But if you don't smoke pot,
then again, you could have stayed home. I hate to be the one to tell you that, but you're bringing up all this. All
right, well then how about when we were there, the only thing I wanted to do on my birthday was go bowling, and we couldn't even do that on my birthday. We had to wait till the next day.
Oh,
so,
you poor thing. A day late. Oh my God.
I'm just saying
that
I haven't got to do what I wanted to do at all.
I think you're being nitpicky. I'm just saying.
So this year, I was like, okay, I'm here. You know, they give you free cash on your birthday at casinos, and there's two I want. I mean, I could have fucking gone to every single one of them that did that, and I didn't.
I'm surprised.
You know, it's not. I haven't gambled in a while since till then.
And that's why I didn't even think that was something you wanted to do. I was thinking dinner, movie, bowling, something like that. And I get home, and you're like, okay, let's go to the casino. I'm like, yeah.
I wanted to go play pool.
And? Did you?
I did.
High five.
Not with you, though.
Well,
It just would have been nice if you didn't have that shit attitude about it the whole time.
Well,
and I'm sorry I'm being picky that I want to do things on my birthday that don't involve pot.
And now can I talk about what I want to do on my birthday?
Go ahead. Yeah, fucking get blown.
And you couldn't even do that. Could you? We actually, I think we had a pretty sweet argument that night, didn't we? On my birthday.
Sweet. I'm over it. I don't care anymore.
It's okay. Fine. I found a story here that maybe people that podcast might find kind of interesting. Oh, and speaking of people that podcast, I got a phone call this morning. I did what you mentioned to do. I made a phone call. I was like, hey, we're doing this big podcast meetup July 20th through the 25th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Why don't you guys come? And he said he will talk to his life partner and he'll figure it out. So that might be. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Do you want to even say who it is?
It's UID. It's Jonathan and Seth. But they're going to... He's going to talk to Jonathan and see what happens.
Well,
wouldn't that be awesome? That would be so awesome. Us, yeah. Them, Am I Bugging You, Spork Roast. Fuck, man. That'd
be
a party.
That's what I said yesterday, or the other show, and you, like... Took it all sarcastic and we're like, yeah,
well, no, because I didn't think that the day after I called and left a message that he would call me at like 8 in the morning when I'm getting ready for work. I'm like, God damn it. Best timing ever. But yeah, I don't know. Might be a possibility. Don't, you know, set it in stone, but
yeah,
we'll see.
It'd be cool.
But this article comes out from the Bellingham Herald and it says, podcasting shows no signs of slowing down. And in fact, people everywhere are creating new podcasts. How many of our listeners in the chat right now have their own podcast or did at one time? Anyone? I'm pretty sure there's most of you, if not all, have done that. Some of the more popular ones boast a loyal following of millions around the globe, and just like in any creative venue, you'll find the good, the bad, and everything else. For the most part, all you really need is a computer, the internet, a mic, boom, recording software. Psh.
Cool.
Done.
Shit.
So, just gonna destroy radio? Probably not. Not yet, but soon. Who knows? I like... At the bottom, he's like, and then there's Podfade. Usually this happens because the podcaster didn't realize how demanding a podcast can be. At first, starting a podcast is like getting married, okay? It might be great at first, it might be amazing, but eventually it's going to suck all your money, it's going to suck your life, it's going to eat you from the inside out. Until it destroys you. And then there's Podfade. At first, there's a new podcast every day. Then the podcasts get updated every other day. Then once a week. Then maybe a couple times a month. Finally, the podcast is abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And it fades into oblivion. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few that have done that.
Quite a few indeed.
Shit, I can even name a few, and I don't even really listen to them all that much, so...
I bet you can.
So...
Do you have anything you want to talk about? What interests you?
Oh, now Danny? You want to know what
no,
I
well,
like.
What do you think? Hold on,
doesn't
everyone.
Doesn't matter, does it?
So, it does. It does.
Does it?
It does.
You could have brought me a bouquet of dead babies.
Well,
nice.
Sorry, I spent all my money on bills to, you know, keep the electric on and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
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 Okay. So, anything else?
Not really, because every time I talk about something, you contradict me or get all sarcastic with it or, like, somehow turn it around. And you're
no.
Like, oh, you're an idiot for even saying
well,
that.
Well, only when you say dumb things.
Blah, blah, blah.
Not all the time.
Or you'll interrupt me in the middle of it and be like, let me just say... that this is stupid, you know, some shit like that.
It's
so
not.
I'm done bringing up, like, serious topics on the show, things that I really want to talk about. I'm
really?
Just going to keep that to myself. Okay. And or just maybe hint, bring it up funny like, and then let you pick it up.
Yes,
and
caller,
actually start
you're
talking
live.
About it.
Please.
Danny, it's okay. It's Nicole.
Hi,
happy
Nicole.
Birthday, darling. I completely forgot because I was busy with the butcher in New York. But your birthday present, don't let my spirit, is in your inbox.
Yeah, see?
What?
It's going to be okay.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So.
I feel so much better now.
Thanks, Nicole. Okay. That's awesome. Are you coming to Milwaukee?
Yeah, well, that part, I don't know. Sorry, my voice is kind of gone. But I want to try to do that. That'll be budget. And August is a definite go. However the fuck I get there, I'm hoping to find people to drive with me.
Nice.
I'm willing to drive. I have a friend that lives in Bozeman that a couple of my friends from here might want to go see. So,
Oh, yeah.
No, fuck it. I'm getting there one way or another.
Well, there it is. We'll send cool. We'll send a private jam hole car to get you from Bozeman. We'll,
yeah.
We'll send Lyrical.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sweet.
We'll send Lyrical down there.
It'll be the busted up truck without a tailgate.
Shit, yeah.
And the one you can't open from the inside.
The rapmobile. The rape mobile.
Jesus.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Thanks, Nicole.
I'll bring my mace. It'll be okay.
Fuck yeah.
But anyways. All right. I just wanted to say, I'm so forgot your birthday, but I got you.
It's all right. It's all good.
She'll live. I have a feeling. She's going to live.
Huh?
She's going to live.
Oh. Well, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Sorry, my voice was so icky today, but.
It's all right. Well, thanks, Nicole.
Too much partying.
Fuck yeah. Happy 420.
Happy 420, guys.
Happy 420.
Woohoo.
Happy birthday, Hitler. Yeah. All right. Bye, Nicole.
Later.
Bye.
Nicole. You can see Nicole on the jamhole.com/404 show. Check it. So, got a study here. Now, would you say that surgeons who drink to excess, to in excess, the night before they operate, are they more likely to make a mistake or less likely?
More likely.
More likely, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You're hungover, man.
Is that something we even did they were they like, you know, I'm not sure. We better study.
I bet you what they do is they like whip up a fucking weird concoction they inject themselves with in the morning to cure their hangover or some crap.
Can doctors do that?
I don't.
Is there such a
thing? Isn't there there's a pill called
Midol?
No, called hangover something.
I thought it was Midol. My friend always used to take Midol before.
I've heard that too. But
we'd go snowboarding because he'd be all hungover.
But no, there's this pill. I can remember getting it, and it's like a reddish brown color, and it's like this big, and it's a tablet, and it's hangover something. You have to be 21 or older to buy it.
Is it like a
and
real?
You take it before you go out partying.
Oh, you take it before you drink,
mm-hmm, and it stops your whole hangover.
What?
It does.
How does that even begin to work?
Well, I would take one before I went out to party and then take one before you went to bed that night. And then when you wake up in the morning, you don't have a hangover.
Hmm. Is that for real?
It worked, yeah.
Chat, is that for real? Stinger?
Is that it? I don't know. I just remember it saying hangover. Hmm. Like, it was a hangover cure thing. It worked.
It says that. I love that that's even a study. It was an experiment described in a recent Irish study. The error rate in the operating room due to a hangover seemed to peak around lunchtime, according to the research. The message appears obvious, quote, surgeons and other medical personnel should not drink excessively the night before operating. And the study's first author, Tony Gallagher, professor of human factors at the School of Medicine at University College Cork in Cork. The definition of excessively is an issue that needs to be defined by the surgical profession. So you guys define what excessively is. And
it depends on what your level of tolerance is. If you're a full-blown alcoholic,
if you're a
you can drink a couple
queer,
cases and you're good. If you're like you, you'll have two shots and the next day, I don't know, cut his eyeball.
Have you ever seen me hungover? after drinking?
And I guarantee you would be if you drank more than you do.
I guarantee I'm smarter than that, and so I don't drink more than I do.
I'll start dosing your ass. Watch. I'll make you hungover.
Could you? I don't think so.
I've seen you hungover, just alcohol. Not on alcohol.
Well, yeah. I've seen you hungover, too. It was called The Last 2 Weeks. The message, in fact, with all the challenges posed by modern image-guided surgical techniques, abstinence from alcohol the night before operating may be a sensible consideration for practicing surgeons. Now, would you say about pot smoking, would you want your surgeon smoking pot at all? Or up to them?
No.
Or no, not at
no.
all?
Really? I don't want a pothead surgeon.
Well,
are you kidding me?
What I'm thinking maybe more of like a scientist.
Oh, it's medically hot. Necessary. I have whatever and it treats
glaucoma,
it or whatever.
Nigga.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want you smoking a bowl before you cut me open. How about that?
I bet I could do surgery blunted. I bet I could.
I yeah, have... you could play fucking doctor operation shit or whatever. No, but do you really think about that for a minute? Yeah, okay, we have medical cannabis,
but
could you
okay
imagine
if,
if you went to your surgeon and he's like, hang on, I have to medicate, and fucking tokes up on his fucking volcano,
like
and then
medicate.
He's like, you know, then
it's
he's like, okay, let's get this started, here's your anesthesia. That's the last thing you see before you go out, it's him toking up some fucking pot.
I would set my mind at ease.
No.
I think.
No.
If he was smoking pot and still managed to get his fucking PhD, then who gives a shit? I would honestly rather him do that than be all drinky drunkies.
Either. I don't want either.
Well,
that's
Justin Fan has a good point. Do you want a pothead husband, Dana?
See, you know what? I've never had a boyfriend that didn't smoke pot, so I'm used to it. It's fine.
It's because everyone smokes pot.
Everyone in my family smokes. My boyfriend smokes. I know one other person that doesn't smoke. So.
In the world? Or?
No, one of my friends.
Oh, okay.
So.
Hold on. According to last night, you don't have any friends.
Yeah, he didn't come to hang out with me either, so.
Okay.
Fine.
So. Doctors. So, wait, now doctors have access to lots of pills and whatnots and what have yous. Would you say that that's okay? Maybe.
No. Like, you know.
You want a straight-edge doctor that's
yes.
just so clean, he's so just stressed and wants to just fucking kill you on the operating table.
No.
Because that's the only buzz he can get, is killing people.
You can do... Okay, I don't want him smoking pot. Like, that's just... No. Dude, that's like, seriously,
I don't even like
fucks
you smoking,
with your memory, fucking, really?
I don't even like you smoking pot when we do a podcast. Get the fuck out of here with that scalpel.
I don't
scalpel.
Want my doctor smoking pot. Now, if he has to fucking take, you know, I don't know, fucking, you know, sleep meds to help him sleep, cool, whatever.
We just don't want him falling asleep on the table.
Right.
As they say.
I just don't want the guy to be taking anything that's going to alter his reality on shift.
Justin Fan has a good point, too. He says, shit, where'd it go? Look how many pilots show up drunk.
Yeah?
A lot. But now also, like, plane, that's just fucking autopilot. It's not like you're going to drift into the other lane and hit a car, you know? I
well,
mean,
you
I
have
guess
to
you could.
Be careful. You have to fucking...
Well, yeah.
You have designated airspace you're supposed to stay in.
Right, right.
Because
but,
of other flight
but
paths.
It's all automated, though, right?
No, it's not.
It's... What?
No.
Have you ever been in an airplane?
Yes, dude. While they're cruising, yeah, that's a little automated or whatever, but the fucking takeoff and landing
and
stuff.
I'm pretty sure that most of that is automated now. Takeoff, landing, and in flight. I'm pretty sure.
So the guy just sits there and...
I'm pretty sure he just
out.
Sits there and, like, has sex with the stewardess or steward.
You're an idiot. It's not The Simpsons where the guy gets fucking, you know.
Well.
He gets his trucker's license and the little black box lets him fucking just do whatever.
Justin Fenn says, but designated airspace is more like coloring inside the line. It is not. It's more of a suggestion. You don't have to, you know.
I always color inside
the
line.
I'm pretty sure it's automated, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say not. It's like cruise control, dude, in your car. You have to fucking start it and get it going and get it to that speed. Then you hit cruise control, and then if you have to fucking adjust your speed or swerve or whatever, you have to do that.
Because there's a fucking mountain in your way.
I'm talking about cruise control. I'm relating it to that.
Thank you.
For fuck's sake.
Bad manners.
My cousin was going to be a pilot. He was like a couple hours away from his pilot's license. I went to his fucking flight tests and shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were those automated?
No.
You have to learn how to do it. Bad Matter says everything is 90% automated. For landing, the flaps and throttle is still manual. Taking off is the same.
See, you gotta do something.
Even in the big jet liners, really? I could have sworn like they switched all that
otherwise,
shit.
Otherwise, why would there be a pilot?
Well, just in case.
He's just there to push the button?
Pretty much. Gotta start it somehow. Can't just have him, like, you know, taking full control.
I had a Canadian pilot once. He was pretty cool. His packs of cigarettes are, like, long.
Yeah, Justin
Fence. And flat.
Most of the buttons are for show, just so we don't feel they're overpaid. It's funny.
I mean,
so what,
like,
cigarettes? What?
There was a Canadian pilot, and I bummed a smoke from him outside the airport. His pack of cigarettes was, like, this long and flat, and it was, you know, like a box.
Yeah.
But they were big. It was like this, and it was really, like, all 20 were laid flat in the box. I don't know. It was just really weird. They tasted really good, though.
Because did they taste Canadian?
They tasted good.
They taste happy. Did they taste like they weren't going to give you cancer?
Filters were small.
It's only the American cigarettes that give you cancer.
Yeah,
the Canadian
you
ones.
Canadian ones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Burger says, 120 Slims. 120
yeah,
Slims.
He was really nice to me, too.
So the researchers, they focused on minimally invasive laparoscopic surgery, which they noted makes particularly high demands on a surgeon's cognitive and perceptual abilities. The researchers actually performed two studies. In the first, 16 college science students with beginning laparoscopic skills were told to either not drink alcohol the evening before a simulated surgery or to drink until they were drunk. In the second, 8 experts were given license to drink all they wanted. Whether they had been instructed to consume alcohol or not, the participants gathered together for a group dinner with at least one investigator present to determine intoxication levels. All experts performed a simulated surgery using the minimally invasive surgical trainer virtual reality, MIST VR.
Did system. You move the fucking tower?
Maybe.
It keeps hitting my knee and it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
It used to be in the middle of that area. Now it's like all the way shoved over here.
Yeah.
And I keep
is that
hitting
in the way?
It's really pissing.
Is that why we had it in the middle?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. I was like, why is this just in the fucking middle?
Because I'll do this and look right where my knee is.
Thanks.
It's yeah.
Sorry.
Uncomfortable.
So they did it, and the ones that were drunk did not do so hot. So
really? I had no idea.
Go figure.
Let me fucking get wasted and then go on my presidential campaign. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Like,
did you know, like, back in the day there was tons of 800 numbers, like 1-800 numbers, this and that.
I wonder if you could still do it. Me and my friends, we were young, you know, like fucking 6th, 7th grade or some shit, and we would always go to the Dollar Theater where you could go and see a movie for like $1, $2, you know, depending on what it was. It was called the Cobb Theater or something like that, whatever, or Cobb 8, I don't know. But Parkway 8, I think, yeah. Anyway, there was a ice cream shop next door and a phone booth thing, like right there. So we would go and get ice cream. And then we would chill outside the movie theater by this phone booth until we had to go to the movie. Well, we started, like, dialing random numbers one day. And we found out if you dialed 1-800-NEW-POOP.
New poop? As opposed
new,
to 1-800-OLD-POOP?
Right, new poop.
Wow.
It would play, like, your top hits. Of that time, like it would play like
on the phone.
Yeah, you
really?
Would call and it'd be like, "Hit me, baby, one more time." You what? Know, like it was, you know, it would
in
just,
like terrible 16 fucking kilohertz.
It was phone quality, but you would call up and it would just start playing you know the top hit list. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, just, I think I called it, like, later on, like, in high school, and it still worked. I wonder, someone should test that for me. Call 1-800-NEW-POOP.
Can we call it?
And here. See if there's, do it. It'd be so cool
if my
just
theory
start playing, like,
holds true, it'll probably redirect to a porn call-in thing. New poop. What are those numbers? I don't have a... Where's my dial pad?
Here, I'll...
Hold on. How do you get the here. Dial pad?
It is...
Fucking Skype, I swear
to
Christ.
Shut up and listen.
I swear to Christ.
Okay, put in 1-800, please.
I'm there.
6.
6.
3.
3.
9.
This is amazing radio. 9.
7.
7.
6. 6.
Happy 420. 6. 6.
7.
7.
I caught it.
All right, here we go.
Come on.
1-800.
I did it again.
New.
Come on.
New poop.
No, it's going to be baby.
No answer.
Baby, baby.
Phone
oh.
network error.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. Do you have to not have one? Oh, there's the dial
pad. I
thought
it was supposed to be 1-800.
Yeah, Perger says it's out of service, too.
Oh, lame. Well, you used to be able
all
to
right,
call
anyway.
It. I just thought it was so funny. New poop. 1-800-NEW-POOP. I never thought to dial 1-800-OLD-POOP, though. I never tried
it
that.
It was probably like Simon and Garfunkel or like
right?
old shit.
It was like, oh, lordy, pick a belly cotton. Oh, lordy, pick a belly.
No, mass bleed, don't beat me right? today. For years, teenagers across the U.S. could call a toll-free hotline if they had embarrassing questions about AIDS and safe sex. That sounds a lot better than new poop.
Yeah.
Dial the same number now, you get a recording of giggling women offering to talk dirty to you. We both have big appetites for sex. Pinch us and poke us. Spank us and tease us. We love it all. Enter your credit card number now.
You're like, so can I talk to you about AIDS? Because I got
so,
it. I need to know.
Apparently, though.
Do you have AIDS?
Berger has a good point, though. We should see and try and get that as our Skype number.
1-800-NEW-POOP. That'd be so cool, dude. I'd totally call my friend and be like, hey, my number's 1-800-NEW-POOP. You would break, dude.
Callback of the fucking dude. Century. Dude. You and your friend is like, damn.
Oh, my God. That'd be so awesome. Dude, if he called man. It and I saw it on the caller ID, I'd answer it and go, oops, I did it. Totally, dude. I would start singing like old school hits. That'd be great.
So apparently there's been a group going around that buys all of these old 800 numbers because for some weird reason people still call them.
Yeah.
Records obtained by the AP show that
we're idiots and want to check and see if they still work.
Right. Over the past 13 years... A little-known Philadelphia company called Primetel Communications has quietly gained control over nearly a quarter of all the 1-800 numbers in the U.S. and Canada, often by grabbing them the moment they are relinquished by previous users. As of March, it administered more 800 numbers than any other company, including Verizon and AT&T.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of 800 numbers, dude.
Hey, you forgot one. What the fuck?
Let's get that, dude. I am so stoked.
How do you
on
get?
Right
can
now.
You even? How do you get 800 numbers? I wouldn't even know how to fucking do that.
I don't know.
Skype won't. I don't think Skype will let you do 800 numbers.
I don't know. We should
you
Google
have
that
to,
later.
You have to get. You have to pick an area code. Like, there's no.
I don't know.
What area code is 800?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Many, if not most, of those 1.7 million numbers appear to be used for one thing. Redirecting callers to phone sex service.
Really?
Dial 1-800-CHICAGO, and instead of reaching a tourism hotline for the Windy City, you'll hear a woman offering one-on-one talk with a nasty girl.
From Chicago.
For $2.99 a minute. A similar thing happens if you punch in the initial digits of 1-800-METALLICA, 1-800-CADILLAC, 1-800-MINOLTA. Do you remember Minolta?
No.
And 1-800-CAMERAS, 1-800-WORSHIP, ooh,
ooh,
or 1-800-WHIRLPOOL.
Hmm.
All those numbers. Now, why do these companies relinquish those numbers? Like, and does nobody, like, do they not use, I don't get why they got rid of them in the first place, because Cadillac's still around, like, Metallica, okay, maybe not, but, Whirlpool. Do they have, like, online help now? They have numbers in India? I don't get it.
I don't know. That's weird.
All those numbers contain messages redirecting callers to erotic chat lines operated by National A1 Advertising, a company that shares an office building with Primetel. They have common ownership and list many of the same people as executives or business contacts.
Could you imagine walking through that cubicle farm? And they're all fucking amazing. 600 pounds flowing out of their chairs and shit, scratching their fucking boils.
Cubicle farm.
They get done with their fucking shift, throw down their headphones, they're like, hey, Marcy, want to go get some chicken?
The fucking death clock's moms.
Oh, I'm so tired of holding that voice.
It's totally death clock's moms.
Oh, and they're God, just Alice. It's Alice.
Want
to taste my juicy tenderloin? No.
Hey, girly boy. So awesome.
A woman's work.
Dude, fucking,
done.
They start. I'm so happy. You guys watch Super Jail? You have to watch that. It's such a great show.
Whichever one of you two wins gets to taste my juicy tenderloin.
So foul.
Uh-huh.
They start the second season, 3 or 4 eps in.
Dude,
I love that show.
What, been like 2 years?
I love
years
that show.
They
it's been forever, dude. It's been for fucking
Because when I
ever.
Got with you,
I forgot about that
you
show.
Had all of them, and I yeah. started watching them, and then I haven't heard anything since we've been together, and it's
yeah.
like over 2.5 years.
They just started up again.
Dude, Alice is
such
my
a
hero.
Great show, though, right?
Dude, Alice is awesome.
I went back and watched all season 1 just to like.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. Me and Chad sat here one day and watched
it. Time to have girl time.
Girl time.
It's girl time. We're going to give you a makeover.
Girl time with Alice.
Right.
I'm going to take you to Wonderland.
I just love how you could see his, her nut
I know,
sack and shit. Just
yeah,
like,
yeah,
in the last
that.
One, he's all pissing in the
water. Standing up pissing, just like.
Just oh, holding his junk and okay. shit. And, oh, God. Totally awesome.
Many people who mistakenly dial a phone sex line probably just get red-faced and hang up as quickly as possible. Others apparently respond to the come on and supply their credit card number. If you were calling 1-800-WHIRLPOOL for a reason.
Right.
And you got the phone sex line and you're just like, eh, fuck it.
Now I'm horny.
Why not? Now, damn you. You got
right.
me all horny.
Oh, I don't
know. Yeah, Burger says, yep, 800 Chicago is singles hookup line. So awesome.
That's great. Fuck yeah, dude.
Quote, I guess enough people go for it that it makes business sense. That's Aaliyah Christofferson, president of ATL Communications.
There's a lot of perverts out there.
Fucking A. Another, but with the internet? Like,
yeah,
really?
I know. That's stupid.
I'm just kind of thinking of the people that would do that, and then on top of that, not have, like, a computer or the internet so that something like this would appeal to them.
Maybe
at that point, you're down to the bottom of the barrel,
no.
right?
Say,
people that don't have internet, right?
No.
Really?
Okay, say you have a computer and an internet and stuff, but it's at home where your wife and kids are. And you go out for a drive, and you got your cell phone with your little fucking Bluetooth, and you call it up.
You wouldn't just put porn on your cell phone? I don't know.
You don't want to, I don't know. You just,
is that a possibility? Is that a realistic scenario
or
in
people
households?
That are like so addicted to fucking being turned on, I guess, that they call it. I
but
don't
I'm
know.
Saying, is that
to
like a
it.
Problem? Can you be a man and live in a house where you can't jerk off to internet porn?
Yeah, because...
Is that realistic?
Because some guys are kind of weirded out by jerking, you know, letting their female partner know that they're even jerking off because they
Why?
Feel weird about it.
I'll rub that shit in their face.
Because
I'll be
a
like,
lot
see
of women...
See what I'm doing? This is your job. That's no, you know? Like, you gotta be firm.
Because a lot of women think that that's disrespectful.
Bullshit. Really?
Yeah.
Jerking off is
most
really?
Women don't like the fact that they know that their man's jerking off. Like that's aggravating.
I
to
could
them.
See if I was jerking off and then I ran into the bedroom just to blow my load all over your face.
No, I mean like,
that's disrespectful. Maybe
I like
maybe.
The girlfriend walks in on her man jerking off. Like that's just kind of like an awkward, weird situation. It's like,
is it awkward because you're standing there staring at me instead of down here helping?
Yeah, dude. Well,
yeah, it is.
So they don't need to fucking... I'm not even going to get into this.
Wait, they or me?
No.
I know. It's okay.
Just because the chick doesn't want to fuck right that moment, you know, doesn't mean the dude should go and jerk off. And a lot of women feel uncomfortable when the dude goes to jerk off.
So then, the dude should, like, wait?
Well, normally what dudes do is they'll, you know, be like, I'm going to take a shower. And they jerk off in the shower. And the chick never knows. And like, they hide it, you know? Like, a lot of dudes hide it.
You should be proud of that.
I don't know. Like, hey, Burger, if you had a girlfriend and she didn't really want to fuck that moment, would you look at her and say, all right, I'm going to go take care of this.
Well,
and I'll be back in a minute.
My friend can't have porn on his computer. If his wife ever finds porn, he will get hell.
See?
That's so weird.
Some women don't. I don't even like porn, so.
It's not for you, then.
It's not. I just don't. I don't really care. I don't know. I can close my eyes and think of a scenario. I don't need to see it on a screen.
It's just easier that way.
Yeah, but then on the, I don't like watching porn because then I see too many fucking imperfections and weird shit. And,
well, you can't, like,
yeah, but like
can't
the thing
focus
is I'll
on
see
that.
Something and then that's all I'll think about. I'm like, I could see her fucking scar from her tit surgery.
That's
you
the
know?
Worst.
Dude, yeah,
I agree.
Like
that I have to fast forward. That's the worst.
Or, you know, I don't know. Like, I just don't like some stuff and it just grosses me out. I just don't.
Yeah, fair enough.
And they just kind of put on too much of a show. It's not really real.
Well, you're not watching it for the Emmy Award-winning fucking performance.
I don't know.
Capturing callers who have reached the wrong number, whether because they punched an incorrect digit or dialed a number without realizing it changed, is a big new industry. Founded in 1995, Primetel is one of around 400 companies registered as toll-free service providers for the U.S. and Canada. So we would have to call Primetel and be like, we want 1-800 new or old. What's it? Was it new poop? 1-800 new poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do that. I guess. Call Primetel. What's their number? 1-800 new old poop.
I don't know.
Primetel appears to be amassing numbers predominantly for one closely related partner, National A1. There's nothing illegal about using toll-free phone services to promote.
Hang on. Huh? Justin Fan says, what exactly is the purpose of asshole bleaching anyways?
No, you missed what Burger said. I always play the does she bleach her asshole game.
Well, then, the purpose of it is in porn. If you
don't
do that and you're, you know, you've got a camera shot of a dude fucking a chick from behind or maybe in the
asshole.
It's because
we have HD cams now.
Just, you know, take a good gander at it for a minute. It's not going to be the same color as her ass cheek, okay? It's going to be quite darker because it's not the same kind of skin. It's a butthole. So
Justin
Fenn
says
ring.
She gets to be extra shiny. Gotcha.
It's
thank
just,
you.
I don't know, it's...
It's to keep it... It needs a breath mint sometimes, and that is...
She's a freshen up a little bit.
Freshen up a little bit.
Just,
or
know.
A lot.
Yeah,
depending on...
I don't know, it's just... It looks better in porn. In real life,
sure.
No, whatever,
because, as Burger says, poop stains your skin.
There you go.
There you go. All right, well, thank you for that. And thank you, Primetel, for amassing all of our dead 800 numbers and redirecting them to porn. It's awesome.
Nice.
So
much porn in the world, dude. It's like everything's like sex. Everything.
That's life, isn't it? Unless
I mean,
you're
it's just weird.
Unless you don't have nuts.
It's just weird that, you know, like, our whole society, our world is ran on sex. Like,
money?
Seriously. Like, money and sex.
Drugs?
Well, they go hand in hand, obviously. Check it out. Sex equals money. Put it that way. And when you have money, that equals sex, too. So it's like a fucking vicious circle.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even if you get fixed, you're still fucking, which is kind of weird. Because,
yeah.
Like, the whole idea of fucking is to reproduce.
My dad is fixed. He calls himself a play toy.
Or that. Sure.
He's like, I'm
because
play toy of a
after menopause, some women make a comeback, if you know what I mean. It's like Charlie Sheen right now. He's out of menopause. He's making his comeback.
Wait, did you just what? Menopause? Did you just say a man going through menopause?
What?
What?
Pay attention to what I'm saying. I said when a woman goes through menopause, then she makes her comeback. And that's where people like your dad come in.
Okay.
Because they're not trying to reproduce neither.
Yeah.
They just need to fuck for some
reason. Weird thing is those things can actually grow back. Like, if you have a vasectomy, it's been heard of that the tubes can reconnect on their own.
Hey, nature finds a way, right?
Or even having a fucking hysterectomy and
Jurassic
shit.
Jurassic fucking Park all over again inside your nuts.
Or maybe not a hysterectomy because I think they take out all of it. But having, like, a chick's tubes tied, sometimes they find a way to reconnect and they get pregnant and they're, like, fucking pissed.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Like, you would totally think she cheated because you're like, I'm fucking straight. Like, that wasn't me.
I wonder if you were to have a vasectomy, if when you blew your load, it would still look the same or if it... And what would come out? Because if
that's just getting rid of the sperm, right? Isn't there still semen? Semen is not just sperm.
I read a whole book on it.
I know, and that's why you won't suck my cock anymore. And that has got to stop. Or there's the door.
No!
Don't let the big smiley face fucking hit you on the ass on the way out.
Wow! If I don't suck your dick, you're gonna. Go fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah?
That was kind of harsh. You know, you need to fucking watch your damn mouth sometimes. You know that? Fuck. Be careful, shithead.
You don't suck my dick. You can fucking, you know, don't let that smiley face on the fucking door hit your ass on the way out. Blah, 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 blah. What the fuck are you for?
That's the worst impression of me ever.
Because you're a fag. Anyway.
No free ride, Dana. Thank you, Justin Fan. Anything else? Did you hear about this iPhone study that came out that says they are tracking...
How about I pay you and you suck his dick, Justin Fan?
Hey, we don't need to... You don't need to pay someone. I'm sure there are plenty of ladies that would be willing to suck my cock if I asked them. So. You, at the top of that list, just saying. Did you hear that? iPhone tracking data... Alright, thank you guys. It's been a slice. I'll tell you what, I really look forward to doing these shows with you all each and every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Go join the forums. Email info@thejaml.com. Leave a message 406-204-4687. Be subscribed in iTunes if you would. Check out the poetry vids. Check out all the vids on YouTube. There's a fucking ton of them. Have you seen all the videos on YouTube we have?
Nah,
there's a ton of them. You should check them out. So yeah. And, make your plans to get over here for the live show. Get over to Milwaukee for the other live show. July 20th through 25th, Milwaukee, and August 8th through the 13th here. All that shit's at facebook.com/thejamhole podcast and thejamhole.com/forum. So, thank you, Dana. It's been lovely. Happy 420 to all my pot smokers. And we'll see you guys Friday. Peace.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.